What's up?
I'm so glad you decided to tune in to this episode of Entertainology. I'm your host, Ava Jordan, and first and foremost, welcome! I'm a teenage singer, songwriter, actress, author, podcaster, and poet. If you like what you hear, you can check me and my social media platforms out at the link in the description. Without further ado, let's get into it. On this episode, I'm pleased to welcome two very special guests, Kogan and Tomas. This duo makes up the band The 4411. Welcome, guys.
Hi, how are you doing? Nice to be here.
Good, thank you so much. So, what got each of you into music in the first place? We got to start from the beginning, of course.
I think it was kind of just both of us at the same time. We've always been surrounded by each other and music. So, I think each of us kind of finding music together kind of helped us just very naturally
continue. Yeah, we both grew up childhood friends. We're still friends, obviously, and we started off making parodies of songs like in the fourth and fifth grade, and we kind of just grew from there. I grew up in a sort of musical family. My dad played the guitar, and he kind of got me into music, and we just ran from there. Songwriting and turned into like being musical, I guess.
That's so cool. So you kind of already answered my second question, like how the band formed, but that's so cool growing from childhood friends to now this college band. So how would you describe the vibe of your music and musical style to someone who is new to your work?
Like a good blend of indie pop, indie funk, kind of rockish. I think different songs have different elements, for sure.
I think for me, our music has really, like, changed over these past, like, couple years that we've been making, because we've, like, tried to find our sound in the first things that we've released, and now we're, like, starting to find our footing, which I think is really nice in the pop area, or, like, pop rock. So I think that's what our music is right now.
Yeah.
But who's to say where it'll be going?
I would definitely say, like, some of our songs dip our toe into very different genres.
Yeah. Like, the latest single, Candy Heart, has a bit of a funky, like, almost jazzy component to the music line.
Yeah, for sure.
Love that. So, if you couldn't make this kind of indie pop, and of course, as the band grows, the music might evolve, change, what other music genre would you tap into if you couldn't make the type you do now?
I think for me, it would go into definitely more rock or classic rock, because that is what got me into music in the first place, because that's what my dad started liking, and so that's what I started liking first before I started doing my own music taste. But definitely, I come from a rock, classic rock background, so that's where I would take the band if I could.
Yeah, I think, like, definitely that, or, like, some sort of, like, funk. Like, anything where you don't really need vocals, I think, to be honest. Like I have so much fun just, like, playing the music. So if we had to go in a different direction, I'd probably just take out vocals and just make instrumentals.
That's completely fair thing. I play multiple instruments, and sometimes in the zone, you're just playing and can't even think of vocals. So this is kind of a each of you, not just the band, but how would you describe yourself in three words?
You want to go first for yourself?
Sure. I'm definitely spontaneous. Spontaneous, excited, and I don't know.
I'm not going to answer
for you. My vocabulary is pretty limited, so. spontaneous, excited, and let's go, I don't know. Go for yours, and I'll get back to you.
Okay. For me, all right, I would say I'm definitely kind of the opposite of spontaneous. I'm more reserved and more, like, analytical, but also I think I'm very flexible when it comes to things. Yeah.
I'll go flexible as well. I think I'm pretty flexible.
Yeah. So there's that nice balance of a little more spontaneous and a little more, well, let's be logical here.
Yeah, no, that's definitely
the dynamic.
It occurs in the band a lot, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's what makes us a good duo is kind of push and pull each other. So it's really nice.
So what puts you guys in that creative, like what puts you in that I'm ready to get out of song creative mood?
For me, it's definitely like going to a concert. Like the second I get back from a concert, I'm like, my creative juices are kicking. I don't know.
And I think for me, it happens, and I know we just kind of got away from this, but it happens very spontaneously for me after listening to a song or just experiencing something in my life that kind of makes me have some inspiration to write music.
Definitely. Sure. It's very, like, something happens in the zone, but also, like, I went to a concert a couple days ago with a couple of my friends who aren't so musical. And I get back and we're on the ride home and I'm just like, wouldn't this lyric be fun? Like a little play on that. And they're looking at me like I'm crazy. So what was it like when your first single officially debuted?
I think it was exciting. I think it's like a little, you always think it's going to do a little better than it will, or at least me.
For me, I was just excited to release music in general. I think just like we both love doing it, and I think that's what we were both thinking at first. And I think that's what we're going to keep thinking is that as long as we both love doing it, we're going to keep doing it. And it's that just that feeling of like, wow, people actually like this song. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
No matter how many people it is, if it's 3, if it's 1,000.
Yeah. It's always nice to know that people are listening to what you make and like, that your creative thought is being put out there and people like it. I don't know.
Yeah. So outside of music, what do you guys like doing in your spare time?
I think we're both very active, sporty people. Like,
not like we go to the gym all the time, but it's like spike ball, or we have a river where we go to college. So we're always like
outdoorsy in a way. And I think another one for me is I like to play video games and I'm starting to learn to, code and stuff like that. Just like little things that help me, get my creativity out. That's not just music. And I think we're both like very creative people in general. And so any medium, whether it be music or anything like that is always like something fun that we like to do. And it's fun. Yeah,
absolutely. And I read somewhere that artists, no matter what type, whether you're a painter or a singer, absolutely need to have a creative outlet outside of your main one, whether it's a job that you've turned into or something. You have to have something extra, so that's great. And coding is so cool. That's not one I hear a lot.
It's not like, if you hear me say that, but it's not like anything amazing. It's a very start of something, and I just like to do it every once in a while, like a little hobby, I guess.
But that's still really cool. I cannot understand anything. It's something I can appreciate, but not understand.
You and me both.
Like, I can appreciate the code behind, let's say, Madden, but I can just play the game.
Oh, I wonder how they made this. Anyway.
What are your plans for the future? For the band, for the music, all of it?
We're definitely focusing on playing live right now. I don't want to say focusing, but it's a focus. And then we're always writing.
Mm-hmm.
Always trying to release stuff.
We have a plan to release another song at the end of February.
Ooh.
So it's called Run My Mouth. So it'll be a single coming out.
And you're the first person to know.
Very exciting. Ooh, I love being the first to know. Love exclusives. I've gotta say, my favorite thus far, like, I've been kind of like listening while I'm prepping my questions and everything, and like I went in order of like release.
I'm shit.
And just like I can hear the the progression, the finding, the footing.
For sure.
In the best way possible. And for that reason, Candy Hearts is, in fact, my favorite. But yeah. Valentine's Day is my favorite holiday, so it's kind of...
Yeah.
All works.
I think it's definitely, like, with our earlier stuff, it was, like, we can definitely hear now, like, things we would change now. And not that it's, like, we don't regret putting it out or anything.
Right.
But it's just, like...
Yeah. Absolutely. It's like listening back to a recording of yourself and being like, I sounded like that? I hit that note?
Yeah.
Completely get it. And my final question, which for me is the heavy hitter, what advice do you have for aspiring singer-songwriters or musicians or just people in that zone?
Oh, I know. A lot of people, I just think about this a lot, like a lot of artists and musicians are always, like, I think scared to, like, start. But I think, like, we're all just on a floating rock in the middle of nowhere, so I think you just gotta get your feelings out there, whether it's through painting, through anything. Like, you have to start, and if you don't start, then
you're never gonna get anywhere. Yeah.
So,
my advice, I mean, that's a pretty good advice. Yeah. I gotta think of mine now.
Floating rock spontaneity.
I would say find other people who enjoy doing the same thing as you, because it's always fun to collaborate. It's always fun to share ideas, and it helps you network with people, which is a very important skill as well. And yeah.
People that are better than you, too.
Oh, yeah. Surround yourself with people who are better than you.
Yes, and especially, like, even just people who are just further along in the process.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Added benefit of interviewing artists for my podcasts, I get to soak in the information for myself.
Yeah.
But thank you guys so much for being here. And thank you, dear listener, for listening. And I hope you enjoyed. Remember to tune in and follow Entertainology on Instagram. And I will plug the 4411's Instagram also in the description. That's all for today. Ava Jordan, signing off. Thank you.